Good evening. This is Dramega. I originally started this topic in October, and then I began recording this on November 5th, 2012, and I'm finishing it up today. This topic was brought to me or asked on the forum by Azure. It's about intent during combat and how it works. I began pondering on how intent or connection can work during combat, and how it's affected me over the years along with other people. So I began pondering it, going over a few topics that come to mind with it, and ruling out some of the minor ones and kind of getting to the core of it. To start off with, I'll give a few definitions for anyone that's not familiar with stuff that goes along with intent. Intent itself is defined as a purpose, aim, or a goal. And in the metaphysical world, intent is generally used with constructs or programs as a purpose or design behind a construct or program, sort of the general layout of it, or an aspect of the fuel that goes into making one, as a basic summary. However, there is a much deeper concept that comes along with it, or that comes to mind whenever I was pondering this, and that's what they call the third mind concept. If I've went over this before in another recording, or if you're familiar with this, feel free to skip ahead a little bit. The third mind concept was discovered by a gentleman who traveled to the South Pole, and while him and his crew were traveling there, they kept thinking that they were being followed by an entity. And in his journals, he would describe, or him and his men would describe being watched, hearing noises, and things of that sort. So later on, a few occultists and other people would go on to publish what they call the third mind concept. And it has been practiced in ritual use and whatnot. But basically what it goes on to state is that when two minds or two or more minds are in unison, it creates a third or fourth mind, depending on the number. But generally, just for example's sake, we'll say two minds. It creates a third mind that is a combination of the two minds working in unison. So for example, if there is two members working together on a ritual, and they're trying to invoke a deity, there is a third mind that is a combination of the two trying to accomplish their said goal. And that came to mind while pondering on how combat works. Because generally whenever you have a combat, whether it be physical combat, metaphysical combat, or a figurative combat, let's say with during a game, or say you're in combat with a homework project, for example, there are usually two or more contenders, and each of them have intent during the battle, and their minds are focused on this said battle. So this would in fact meet the third mind concept, thus creating a third mind over the opposing battle. So for the following example, we'll go with just your general good old-fashioned physical combat. So if person one and person two were fighting, and each of them had a separate intent, well, of course your general intent for combat would be either to win or to survive, if it was your good old-fashioned malicious combat. However, both of these minds would not be working in unison. They would be working against each other. So this would create an opposing third mind, or a mind above them that is basically bipolar or at war against itself. However, they are both still connected via the third mind concept. So basically, it comes down to a battle for dominance of the third mind on the metaphysical level, or spiritual level, whichever you want to go through. So my question now comes down to, or what I was trying to come across during this little thought experiment, was how could you utilize intent in this battle, or intent from this third mind, in order to provide you with excess energy, excess purpose, depending on how you're going to proceed in this battle. One thing that also came to mind was, depending on if the battle were taking place in a crowd, and if each participant had people that were rooting for them, for example, or if there was a some type of problem at stake, then if person one and person two had people on each side, that would also have other minds in unison with them, creating another third mind concept. So if person one had three friends that were rooting for him, they would all be in unison with him on the intent to win. And then if person two had the same thing, that would have another third mind concept on his side. So in that case, each participant could draw upon the intent or the purpose from them, or from each separate third mind from the crowds, in order to enfuel their desire to win, purpose to win, if they had any type of metaphysical training. I know I mentioned a good old-fashioned physical fight, but we'll go ahead and add in metaphysical concepts just for sake of the example. Then the problem come back of the opposing third mind between the two original participants. How could that be utilized to, or for each participant, and how does that go about with connection and combat? Since the third mind between the two is basically in disorder, or they're fighting over dominance of it, mentally or away from it, if someone were to, or have knowledge of this, and this could be utilized in any type of metaphysical situation, so feel free to use this if you're ever in any type of combat. The third mind is a, or the third mind between the two opposing participants, or three or four, how many ever. It can be used to fuel like scrambling techniques or distortion techniques, because it has become a mind of disorder. Because if each member has placed intent into the fight without knowing it, because each of them have the desire to win or to survive, it has created two opposing forces, or two opposing volumes of intent, or two opposing forms of desire, thus creating a chaotic third mind. And before the fight is over, or at the start of the fight, then it is technically in balance. And at that point, participant one or participant two, if they had the correct knowledge, they could siphon or utilize the chaos within, or the disorder within that third mind between them, for supposed techniques. One example could be siphoning the etheric energy within the chaotic third mind and spreading it out across the battlefield in order to create disorder or a distortion field. That way, the opponent would have a hard time forming various constructs. And if you were or skilled enough in doing so, and made sure to create barriers around them, or made sure that it wasn't a part of your mainframe, then one would be unaffected by them. Or if you just wanted to mess up the entire field, then, or make constructs immune or useless, then that would be a perfect way to go. One little afterthought to add in, if it's a practice fight, then both parties would be in unison, because both would be wanting to practice and increase their skill, so the third mind over the battle itself would actually be in unison for both of them, so both could draw from that as an excess power source. And if anyone wants any further reading on how disorder works with the third mind concept, feel free to look into Chaosm, chaos theory, and so on, Because any type of paradox or paradox modulation creates a chaotic etheric force within any metaphysical body or metaphysical willpower, so on and so forth. Like, for example, by visualizing a fire versus water, the metaphysical constant of infinity, or I mean the mathematical constant of infinity or zero, since technically they mathematical constant of zero or infinity can't technically be used in various mathematics. And there's several others, just various paradoxes. Since they can't technically exist, then it creates a paradox, and it allows for a raw, chaotic energy to form as far as magic goes. And in this case, this is a natural form of it being formed in a battlefield type situation between two opposing forces. And that's one reason why, in theory, that one is focused on another opposing force during a fight, and then you're still in connection with them, but depending on how it goes, various things are distorted, and the whole world out around you kind of slows down while you're still focused on them. So you're connected, but at the same time, it's also distorted. It's kind of hard to put into words, but that distortion can be used, and for those that do know how to use it, or can learn how to siphon it into it, can utilize it to their advantage. And if you have any further questions, feel free to post them on the forums or in the comments under this posting. And on that note, I'm finishing up, and thank you for listening. And have a great evening.